The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to a very special edition of American Greed Inside the Episode. I'm your host, DJ Sixsmith. We are joined today by the voice of American Greed, the man himself, Stacy Keach. Stacy, how are you, man?
Great to be with you. Thank you.
So, Stacy, you've had an unbelievable career when it's come to film and TV and the stage and some music, but the people who love this show have known your voice for a long time. So why don't we go all the way back? How did you become the voice of American Greed?
Hello, I'm Stacy Keach. In honor of American Greed's 100th episode tonight at 10 o'clock.
Well, it's funny. When I was in New York, I was doing some theater. And in fact, I was doing a play on Broadway called Indians. It was my Broadway debut, as a matter of fact. And I got a call from somebody, said they had a documentary called Search for Solutions. And they thought that my voice would be good for it. And it was shortly thereafter that I got a call from our producer, Chuck Schaefer. And he said, we'd like for you to do this pilot, this first show of American Greed. This was, God, I hate to believe it. It's unbelievable. It's almost 15 years ago.
In this episode of American Greed, meet the organized crime gang bent on bringing down the house.
We did it, and it scored, and we've been doing it ever since.
When we first started, we had a very short season. I think our first year was, six episodes, something like that. And then we got picked up for another year, another year, another year.
That's an amazing story. And I've heard you talk about the voice that you do for Greed. It's a character, right? You develop this character over time. When do you feel like you really got a sense of the voice for Greed and who this character is that's voicing over all these fascinating episodes?
The thing about these guys is that so many of them are so charismatic, you know, and as an actor, it's a great resource for me.
Even though he's giving us the story, there's a certain moral posture that he has, which is compassionate toward the victims and very antagonistic toward the bad guys.
He will go down in history as one of America's most successful cheaters.
These are stories not only about the bad guys, but also about the good guys. It's not just the people who do these things to make money. It's also the victims. It's also about the people who get screwed.
As time developed over these last 15 years, I've begun to develop another color, which is enjoying the busting of the bad guys.
Today's gathering is, in fact, a carefully constructed ruse. For months, the feds have been tapping his phone and collecting undercover video.
So that there's a certain relish, which I think makes it a little bit more entertaining.
There's a certain joy and exultation when the bad guys get burned.
And at each casino they hit, corrupted dealers are willing to play along. Once again, I gotta get in there quicker.
And we've also added some elements to the show that I think are very attractive, but animation has come into play with our stories. And I think that really helps gather a younger audience.
Well, Stacy, people love the show. They love you as the narrator of the show. Why do you think this show still resonates with people so many years later? What is it about American Greed that continues to bring people in?
I think we all, as human beings, have a certain element of possessiveness. If something is good, it's hard for us to say, well, that's enough, I'm good, I'm happy.
We all have an element of greed in us. We all want more of something, whether, you know, hopefully it's a good thing, you know, love or chocolate.
I think that greed is one of the seven deadly sins, is something that prevails in every society. It's not necessarily a political thing. It's selfishness. We all are privy to it. I mean, we all are vulnerable to it.
Greed is a disease, and a lot of people have it.
We did a big tournament for fans to vote on their favorite episodes earlier before the season started, and they chose Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos as their all-time favorite American Greed episode.
the rise and fall of Elizabeth Holmes and her billion-dollar blood testing startup, Theranos.
She was the next big thing. What everyone had been waiting for, the next Steve Jobs or the next Bill Gates.
What are some of your favorite episodes when you think about American Greed?
That was one of mine as well. I think that show was really a remarkable one because it showed she started out. I really believe that she began her quest, her journey to help people, to make a difference.
The true legacy of Silicon Valley is to build great products that can make a difference in the world.
In a positive way. And she got caught up, as many people do.
American Greed has the inside story of the tall tales spun for starry-eyed investors.
I think she got caught up with the image.
The lies, the spies, the threats.
The image began to suffocate her, and she had to create this character that was, you know, Steve Jobs plus, you know, the feminine version of.
Holmes believes that success will be found right around the corner after one more experiment, one more iteration, one more try.
The shows that bother me the most are the ones where older people are taken advantage of, and particularly in the medical community.
When you are out in public, whether you're going to get a bite to eat or going to get a coffee, I'm sure people recognize you for certain movies, TV shows, but that voice, it's so distinct. I'm sure people are recognizing it for American Greed. So do you have any stories of people coming up to you saying, hey, I know your voice, you're from American Greed? Or what are the Greed fans like when you've interacted with them over the years?
People recognize me more physically than they do vocally. I just finished doing a 4-episode arc of The Blacklist, playing Robert Vesco. And a couple of guys on the crew there, that's how they know me. We know you from American Greed. I mean, this is a very rare experience for me. It doesn't happen every day.
Here now is a voice you'll recognize, Stacy Keach, the voice of American Greed.
All right. Up next on Squawk Box, from stockbroker to American television personality, Jim Cramer's life is investing and making people money. He joins us next with a look at today's trading session. Squawk Box is coming right back.
You know, for years, the show was very much in the shadows of CNBC. It just held on and held on.
I think the scripts are wonderfully written. I really do. I think they're excellent. I like to make it sound, when I'm narrating a show, as if I'm experiencing the material for the first time, so that it's fresh and spontaneous.
And the stories got, I think, more interesting and more contemporary, in the sense that what's happening recently. Many of the early shows were things that happened 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years prior to where we were when it was on the air. And I think as time has gone on, we've made it much more contemporary.
In this episode of American Greed, it had all the makings of a red carpet romance. She's an outspoken activist and TV star. He's an Oscar-winning artist and all-around Renaissance man.
He's a con artist, and he's dangerous.
Ripped out of the headlines, as they say.
That's what I was going to say. Those are the ones that people love the most, ripped out of the headlines. Those are the ones that hit.
One of the things that I think is important about this show is that they are cautionary tales. They're telling our audience to be careful, be wary, because we know that some people will do anything for money.
You get the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame a few years back. What was the best part of that day and that experience for you?
My mother, God bless her, when she was alive, she said, Stacy, I'm from Texas. I'll know you will have made it. One, you're a clue in the New York Times crossword puzzle. And two, you get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow. Stacy Keach joins us now. Stacy's long list of credits include numerous stage performances, film appearances, a Golden Globe, an Obie winner. Hey, Stacy.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
Okay, what do you got on there? If you weren't on television, I would be then running in behind something and hiding.
I know. I'm sorry.
I said specifically, let me do the star on my mother's birthday. So July 31st was her birthday, and that's when I got my star.
What do you most want to be remembered for? Because you've done all these different things. You're still doing great work. But when people think about Stacy Keach, they can think about Mike Hammer. They can think about Greed. They can think about your movies. How do you want them to think about the person and who you are and who you've been all these years?
Somebody who entertained people. You've got to be able to express yourself in as many different ways and in many different mediums as are at your disposal.
It's about finding where the emphasis is. What is the tone of that? A lot of times we get very intense. A lot of times we get more compassionate. A lot of times we get angry. So it's really, for an actor, it's a wonderful experience to be able to do, to tell a story about these people, a real story that allows me to express myself and my own personal feelings through the narration.
Well, Stacy, it's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you today. Thank you so much for joining us here on American Greed Inside the Episode.
Hey,
and you're watching American Greed this season as well.
Yes, please keep watching. Thank you so much. It was really a pleasure.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.